Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming comes Ichiban!
Oh, right to my right in front of us!
Could it be the Dudley Dog? She got it!
Shout out the new Cat TV champion, Bobby Orlando!
On Sunday, you will be see you Sunday, Booker!
Just a few of the cast of characters that you will see on Wrestling Open, presented by Beyond Wrestling on a Thursday on IWTV. 2023 looking like a big year for Beyond Wrestling as they are set to open the Beyond Institute of Wrestling, their first wrestling school. Coaching future Beyond Wrestling stars will be Ken Doan, who you may know from WWE as Kenny Dykstra, and my guest at this time, who you'll know as Antonio from the Heartthrobs in WWE, he is the brilliant Thomas Santel. How you doing, Thomas?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you. This is a major step for Beyond Wrestling, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a logical step, and I think it's too good not to happen. Beyond has been one of the most prominent independent promotions the last 10 years plus. And now with IWTV.live streaming so much independent wrestling throughout, and then with the success of Wrestling Open every Thursday night, being in Worcester where the school is going to be, myself and Ken both live within 15 minutes from the building and from where the school will be. So it's too good not to happen. I miss training guys and girls. I miss training people. I did it before and I love it. And I think it's just myself and Ken want to take our experiences and help cultivate a new generation of pro wrestlers with all that we've learned and help them circumvent some of the mistakes and some of the things that we've made. And, you know, it all leads here. And I'm really excited about it.
Why now for Beyond Wrestling? Of any period in time, why now?
I just think with the combined success of all the success that Beyond's had, I think Drew Cordero, who's the mastermind behind everything, he's very forward thinking. He evolves with wrestling, which you have to do. As a worker, as a promoter, as anything in wrestling, you need to evolve and adapt. And he had come to me earlier in the year about starting something. And I have a 14-month-old son. And at the time, it wasn't right for me to get going. And then Ken got a hold of me. And Drew reached out to us both. And now is the time. It is the time. My son's older. Things are, you know, the last 2 years have been a blur for me in a good way, personally and whatnot. And having gotten back to wrestling in April again, regularly, it all ties together. It's the perfect time. You have, you know, if you're a pro wrestler, if you have visions of wanting to be a pro wrestler, Wrestling Open and all the talent that you see on Wrestling Open are going to be a part of this school as well. The Wrestling Open itself, having that opportunity to, when you are ready for matches, have that opportunity to get in there and be seen worldwide on IWTV. And then even if you don't want to be a wrestler, if you want to be a ref, if you want to do something in production, there's a spot for everybody. And we're going to work hard, but it's going to be fun. And, you know, it's, as I said at the beginning, it's too good not to happen with both Ken and myself, both to drive down the road from the school. Yeah, let's do it. We have to do it.
As you say, it's happening in Worcester, Massachusetts, where Beyond Wrestling does wrestling open on a Thursday. This interview going out on a Thursday, so a new episode on IWTV is coming up. It's for those who don't know, because it's going to be people who listen today, Thomas, and they're going to be learning, they're going to hear the words wrestling open a few times. And I think it's a good point now just to talk about how important that show is to the framework of Beyond Wrestling, because it really is a chance for people to get those sea legs and get that TV exposure, isn't it?
Yeah, Wrestling Open started at the beginning of this year in January, and it's really a format. It's a 2-hour show. The matches all have 10-minute time limits except for the main event, and it's to promote and grow new talent. There's a sign-up format where talent goes, I believe it's through Twitter, and they can sign up, and it's kind of on a first-come, first-serve basis. And so much talent, as just the talent that has developed, and then from there spread out through the indies and become bigger names on the indies, do the regular Beyond shows. You got people like Alec Price, Ichiban, Ray Jazz, Miracle Generation, my tag team partner Fancy Ryan Clancy, so many people, so many names that you have not heard of. Little Mean Kathleen, Channing Thomas, maybe you didn't hear of before this year. Now they're everywhere. They're doing WWE. They're doing Dark, AEW. They're all over on the indie scene. Alec Price is going everywhere now. Miracle Generation, same thing. So you're seeing all the what can happen through the Wrestling Open format of giving, you know, you sign up. So it's kind of like a lottery in a way where, hey, if you get there in time and you're one of the first to sign up, you're going to be on the show. And if you impress, you're going to be brought back. And it's done with a television formatted to, you know, matches that are maybe 4 minutes, 6 minutes. And as I said, all the matches aside from the main event have a 10-minute time limit. So you're given those legs to get into TV mode. If you go to WWE and you're asked to do a spot on TV, or if you're asked to do a Dark taping, you know, you're not going to go to AEW Dark or Elevation and get 20 minutes. You're probably going to get 4 or 5 minutes. And Wrestling Open is the best thing out there right now that can help prepare you for that.
And it's bled into where we are today with the opening of the Beyond Institute of Wrestling. It is yourself and Ken Doan, who people will be familiar with as Kenny Dykstra. They'll be familiar with yourself, Thomas, as Antonio from the Heartthrobs, from a similar time in the world of WWE. And I'd love to ask you this. What will you teach at the Institute that you wish somebody would have taught you when you were breaking into the wrestling world?
To just, you know, Ken and I both started at Killer Kowalski's in 2001. So through and we've kind of grown together, first on the New England scene, then training in OVW with Lance Storm and, you know, under Jim Cornette and Danny Davis, and then going on to WWE after that. So the stuff that we've learned, and then myself continuing on, going to Japan, going around the world, you know, just learning from different trainers. That's a great question. Is there one thing? I think just, it wasn't something that we weren't, but because we both worked hard, we were both humble. Just, ooh, that's a tough one.
Because because there'll be stuff that you'll have to sort of learn on the way, and they never print you a textbook, and it's not always in like the wrestling, because I've watched Wrestling Open, and the wrestling is outstanding, and the talent is great, but it's all in the intricacies, isn't it, of backstage etiquette and P's and Q's that you don't get taught.
Yeah, it is backstage etiquette, and certainly things have changed in the last 20 years since, 2001, since we started. But yeah, it would just be humble, show up, help set up the ring, help take the ring down. That's how I got, probably 50 to 100 of my first matches, was helping set that ring up. Go with, if you're not booked on a show, go with others that are booked on shows. Show your face, get out there, and just enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. It's not about the final destination of getting to the WWE or getting to Japan or getting to AEW. That's part of it, but you don't want to get there before you're ready. And that's what happened to me in WWE. So I didn't enjoy the journey. So, and then always, when I was first started out, I would always hear think, shoot, and then work. So think realistically and then work. And I think a lot of my matches early on, I was playing a memory game, and it was like, I got to do this and that, A, B, C. And that's not what wrestling is. And that only comes with experience, but we're going to do our best to, help, as I said, fast track students to help overcome some of the hurdles that we had and some of the obstacles that we have to learn the hard way not to do, or kind of habits to break out of. So enjoy the journey, and we're going to teach you how to wrestle. It's about wrestling, how to wrestle, how to work. And then once you have that foundation to go, hey, get in there and wrestle for 8 minutes, and you're able to do that, that basic vanilla ice cream, we're going to make that the best vanilla ice cream possible. Then you want to do you got a fancy thing you want to do, or a flip, or these other intricate things that are specific to you. Then we can take that vanilla ice cream, you can throw on your sprinkles, you can throw on your toppings, you can make it however you want. But we're going to learn those basics first, kind of like a New Japan dojo. All the trainees there learn their basics are rock solid. There's no holes in their game as far as basics. And then go out on excursion, go out into the world, and pick your flavor. Pick what works for you to add on to that.
I love the idea of making a sundae is the way of building a wrestling character. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with a match. When you're a kid and you go to a all you can, you make your own sundae thing, you throw on like gummy bears and you throw on Reese's, you think like 37 different things are going to make a great sundae. And it's like, ugh, this is terrible. But when you have that really good vanilla ice cream with some hot fudge and whipped cream, very simple, or some apple pie with some, vanilla ice cream on it, simple is really good. It's not simple.
I worry that there's people listening to this that are hungry, and I don't think we're helping them, sorry. Thomas.
We'll have some ice cream.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From advice that you weren't told to advice that you were, obviously you and Ken come from the Killer Kowalski training world, and there aren't many that are left that are out there from that world. So you're kind of bringing that generation along. Is there a piece of advice that Killer that you got from the Killer Kowalski training that stays with you that you're going to pass on?
Yeah, but attack the mat. Attack the ropes when you hit them. If you ever watch, attack that mat. You watch, go watch old stuff of Eddie Guerrero. I mean, everything he did was flawless. Maybe arguably the best worker ever. So, but watch the way he attacked the mat, the way Shawn Michaels attacked the mat, the way Shawn Michaels or Undertaker would hit those ropes and those ropes would bow out. Being able to protect yourself on every kind of bump and being able to protect yourself in every situation. We see a lot of people getting hurt today, maybe more than ever with less shows, and you're going to get hurt in wrestling. It's not chess, but learning how to bump, attack the mat, and learning all the different, Walter had a bunch of different bumps from the second rope, from the top rope, going through the ropes, over the ropes. Learning all those things are going to protect you. And if you ever watch any old Killer Kowalski matches, he was relentless. He was constant motion. So it doesn't mean you have to be working a hold or doing a move constantly, but movement, when there's movement, when there's motion, that captivates and keeps the audience of the viewer, of the people in attendance. And, his cardio was second to none if you watched him and the stories that he would tell us. And so being able to wrestle and work holds and do it in a realistic and relentless way, attack the mat, be able to bump in every situation and hit those ropes, make it, those are the hallmarks of the Kowalski training that we had. And I think that if you look at any Killer Kowalski trainee, they could all do those things pretty well. So it's a pretty good foundation to have.
It's a solid foundation with someone like that. And it's great that you got yourself to pass that on, you and Ken passing that forward to the students. I think we've whet their appetite aplenty. If people want to find out more about the Institute, Thomas, where can they get more details?
You can email beyondwrestling@gmail.com. You can also, I'm on Twitter @RetroGrappler. If you have any questions, but the inquiries, beyondwrestling@gmail.com. The first couple days after, we had a lot of inquiries and, people are excited, even the people at Open and people that I have come up with and helped train or had a hand in helping in their development have said, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to, people that viewers might watch on Wrestling Open and say, I want to be the next Ichiban or I want to be the next Channing Thomas. Those are a few of the guys and girls that have reached out and said, hey, I want to come and train with you guys and help and be a part of this. And so I'm really excited. It's there was a time where I wasn't excited about training because it can be, I had my own ring and ran my own thing, and it can become very daunting when it's on your own. But we have a whole community. And the saying, it literally takes a family, it's not just a saying, it's true. And that couldn't apply better in a better situation here in wrestling than with what Drew has got going with IWTV Wrestling Open and the Beyond Institute of Pro Wrestling. And I'm just excited, man. And, you know, helping cultivate with Ken these, this new generation just doing good. We all love pro wrestling. It's never going away. We've stood the test of time and still doing our thing. And it's just something that we want to help, and we want to get this going and make pro wrestling a better place for it.
Beyond Wrestling in very good hands going forward. The Beyond Institute of Wrestling coming in January with your coaches, Ken Doan, and my guest today, the brilliant Thomas Santel. Thank you for joining us on Cultaholic today, sir.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.